I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Oh, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
See Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
World, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say? Easy for you to say they don't love you. It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Sports Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this magnificent Monday morning, the world of sports consumed by madness. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including Say Their Name and They Appear. I Believe in the Lakers. No, I don't believe in Luka Doncic and the Los Angeles Lakers, and I'm going to tell you why coming up next hour here on the show. I will also tell all of you the star NFL player not named Max Crosby that I believe will be traded over the course of this offseason and why. We'll also get into why ABS needs to be a thing at the next WBC. I kind of feel bad for the DR, even though I was rooting for USA. And our bets for tonight will close the show. The phone number, as always, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. Shout out to everyone watching on YouTube, youtube.com/@thekostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. And you can follow me on all social platforms at that handle, at thekostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. We officially begin the magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet with joy. Joy for one of the best 24 hours on the sports calendar. Joy as we collectively bask in that sweet emotion following Selection Sunday. Joy holding a fresh, untouched NCAA tournament bracket. The kind of thing that will make an old sports fan feel young again. Feel like a kid. Because the NCAA tournament, one of those events on the sports calendar each and every year that turns all of us back into children. And I always say here, my assumption is that if you're here, if you're in the audience right now, You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos, Westwood One Sports, it means that you love sports. Like me, I love sports. And if that's true, and damn it, I know it is, then I know that you feel the same way I do. And you feel that emotion right now. The youthful exuberance, a world of possibilities, feels like it awaits us over the next few weeks, and smiles plastered on our faces for the next 72 hours, at least until the games start, and we start losing bets, and the brackets start getting busted. But until then, I gotta tell you, it's gonna be hard to rip the smiles off of our faces, like Cheshire Cats we are right now as sports fans, as the NCAA tournament on nigh. Now, if it's okay, and I know it's early on a Monday morning, maybe not the best time to do this, maybe not the best time to ask this, but I'd like to ask everybody a very personal question. How old were you when you had your first? I'm talking about the NCAA tournament. Everybody, please, please, please. It's way too early on a Monday for your minds to be locked in the gutter. Please. Minds out of the gutter, people. My first NCAA tournament memory. Duke beating UNLV. I don't remember UNLV trashing Duke in the 1990 NCAA championship game. That one I don't remember, 103-73. But I do remember watching as Duke beat UNLV the next year in the Final Four and route to the first national championship for Mike Krzyzewski at Duke. That one, of course, with Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley and Grant Hill. That's my first memory, Duke beating UNLV. So this has been going on for a long time for your boy. Think about that. Coach K's first championship is my first memory, and he coached for a really, really, really long time. As far as the bracket goes, my first big bracket memory is 1992, and I've told this story on the show before, but it bears repeating in times like this. I remember watching the regional final in 1992, widely thought to be, and I would say that this and UCLA Gonzaga in the Final Four from a couple years ago are the two best NCAA tournament games of my lifetime. Of course, the game that I'm referencing is the Christian Laettner shot against Kentucky. To send Duke to the Final Four, Duke would end up going back to back and win another national championship. My father, God rest his soul, had Duke in his bracket in his office pool winning the whole thing. And his boss, a guy named Perry, a nice guy, I think he's dead. Perry. what a delightful story. Had Kentucky. And when Duke won that game and Christian Laettner made that shot, I remember hugging my dad because it meant even at that point that he was very likely to win the office pool. I would venture into the world of filling out a bracket the following year in 1993, the year that North Carolina beats Michigan, the Chris Webber timeout in the national championship game. I had Indiana with Bobby Knight and Calbert Chaney winning the national championship. And I remember being devastated, crestfallen, heartbroken when Indiana lost the regional final to Roy Williams and Kansas. I would win my first office pool, 1994. Arkansas over Duke in the championship game. I have no idea how much I won winning my dad's office pool because my dad bought me NBA Jam and definitely kept the rest of the money for himself. And to me, at 11 years old, that was well worth it. Because I, at Babbage's, everyone remember Babbage's back in the day at that at mall, the video game store in the mall, bought NBA Jam for Super Nintendo at Babbage's. And my dad definitely kept the rest of the money. And it's been a love affair for me my entire life, just like I'm sure it is for you. You know, Bill Zimmerman, that son of a bitch, our executive producer, Syracuse grad. I remember being in college, needing Kansas to beat Syracuse in the national championship game to win a pool then. And of course, Hakeem Warrick rejecting Kirk Heinrich, and I end up losing at the very end. We can go to 2015, where I correctly had Wisconsin beating undefeated Kentucky and beating Duke in the national championship game. Alas, of course, the referees would have something to do with that, as well as Sam Decker not being able to hit the broadside of a barn. As Wisconsin loses to Duke in that championship game, costing me a bunch of money. And who could forget, less than 365 days ago, when all of us here on You Better You Bet, and many of us who love to place money on sports, and all of us who love to fill out brackets, it feels like we all lost collectively a shared experience with Duke blowing it against Houston on Final Four Saturday night. There is absolutely nothing like the NCAA tournament. And you think about growing up with the tournament. And you think about taking days off from school. You think about, I remember taking off. I grew up a Seton Hall fan, living in New York. I should have been a St. John's fan growing up in Queens. But I liked Seton Hall wore blue, and all the teams I root for wear blue. When Shaheen Holloway made the layup to beat Oregon, Iron Eagle on the call, I took off from school that day. Shout out to my parents. Might have screwed a lot of stuff up. Just look at me. But I'll tell you what. Let me take off from school to watch the NCAA tournament. You think about watching the games. You think about betting on the games. 2008, my buddy Pat and me. Yo, shout out to my buddy Pat. Took off from work. Forget about school. We took off from work. And I worked in sports at the time. Bet on basically every game the opening Thursday. We went on a ridiculous run. Won all the bets. And the next day, we put it all on Gonzaga against a team named Davidson with a player you might have heard of named Steph Curry. Oh, man. Coaches. Living legends. Krzyzewski. Roy Williams. Danny Hurley. Billy Donovan. Legendary players. Kemba Walker. Joakim Noah. The aforementioned Christian Laettner and March icons like Wally Szczerbiak, Harold the Show Arsenault, and who could forget just recently, Jack Gehlke. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, Christmas Eve. As sports fans, you feel the wonder. As sports fans, you feel the joy. You become infected with the madness. One note here for the open of the show. And after we come back from the first break, we'll start breaking down the regions and the storylines the one seeds. Will we see all four one seeds make it to the Final Four? All the juicy stories, betting angles. I can't wait to dive into all of it with all of you. But I want to remind everybody first of a question that I asked everybody 2 weeks ago, March 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2026. The first You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports in the glorious, magnificent, marvelous month of March. The question that I asked 2 weeks ago, almost exactly to the time, 2 weeks ago. These four teams or the field to win the NCAA championship. Duke, Arizona, Michigan, and the reigning, defending national champion, Florida Gators. I put that question on social media. We had a lot of people chiming in on YouTube. Not everybody said they would ride with those four teams, which are, of course, the 4-1 seeds in the NCAA tournament. Duke, Florida, Arizona, Michigan. But the vast majority of people that answered that question wanted one of those four teams. I'm curious, this morning, following the last few weeks, the end of the regular season in college basketball, and with conference tournaments now being completed, and Selection Sunday now in the rearview mirror, do you still feel like it's those four teams? Do you still feel like it's the 4-1 seeds and everybody else? Duke wins the ACC tournament in pretty impressive fashion with a couple players out, with Foster out, Gungba's hurt. Duke wins the ACC tournament and beats Virginia's really good and survives Virginia in the ACC tournament final. How about Florida, the reigning defending champions, getting annihilated by Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament? That surprise anybody? A lot of people thought Florida was just going to cruise to the SEC tournament championship and maybe have to face Arkansas in the final. They had just beaten Arkansas by 34 points a couple weeks ago. Vanderbilt said, no, 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 no. Florida gets bounced in the SEC tournament and might have to play Vandy, by the way, in the Sweet 16. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Arizona, kind of unimpeachable, right? Beats Iowa State and Houston to close out a Big 12 tournament championship after winning the Big 12 regular season championship. So tough to feel bad about Arizona. That doesn't mean you have to pick them, but Arizona feels pretty good. And then there's Michigan, losing the Big 10 tournament championship game to Purdue, a team that they had wrecked a couple weeks ago at Purdue. Do you still like all 4-1 seeds? Is it still the 4-1 seeds over the field? Those 4-1 seeds are your betting favorites. Duke, and all, obviously, all prices that we always give you here on You Better You Bet, courtesy of our show sponsor, BetMGM. Duke, plus 300. Michigan, plus 350. Arizona, plus 400. And the Florida Gators, plus 650. So again, I ask you, the 4-1 seeds or the field? We will have amazing guests over the next four shows leading us up to the first round, starting basically right after we're on off the air, coming up on Thursday. I will give you my answers to that question. Tyler Morales, Kenny Henderson, our show crew, and we want to hear from you. At the Costos on Twitter, youtube.com/@thecostos, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. Happy and merry NCAA tournament to you and yours. On the other side, let's get into the stories Let's get into the regions. Let's get into the madness. You better, you bet. Westwood One Sports, Nick Costos and you, presented by BetMGM.
To miss a tournament game because of conflicts? Don't fret. You can listen to every March Madness matchup on the Westwood One Sports app. Download it now from your home of the NCAA tournament. Westwood One Sports.
So my friends over at Pure Talk have been sending me customer feedback from ConsumerAffairs.com, where thousands of people rate and review the top wireless providers. Here, for instance, is a nice note from James in Raleigh, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "After hearing Mike Rowe's ad, we made the switch to Pure Talk, and we couldn't be happier. We went from spending $1,200 a year with T-Mobile to $420 with Pure Talk. Thanks, Mike. Switch today! ! Pure Talk is saving James $820 a year. And because he literally wrote the words "switch today" in capital letters with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So folks, take it from James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
I've always wanted to learn French, but the app I tried didn't help.
If you want to memorize words in another language, there's an app for that. But if you want to really learn another language, there's Babbel. Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different. Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Babbel feels like it was created intentionally by people who really know what you need to learn another language. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Want to really learn another language? Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's spinal.org.
Dillis with a baseball pass. Picked off by Caden Boozer. That will seal it. And the Duke Blue Devils are kings of the ACC again. They win it 74-70 over Virginia.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
This segment's here on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. ProgressiveCommercial.com. ESPN courtesy of the call. Impressive performance by Duke, with minus a couple players, winning the ACC tournament, beating Virginia to clinch the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. We are going to run through, over the course of the next 40 or so minutes here, on this Monday on You Better You Bet. I think we will, at least. It's possible it'll bleed into next hour. Joey Kanish will join us next hour, by the way. Pro sports bettor. How he's betting the NCAA tournament. Dallin Cuff from the Field of 68, Yahoo Sports and Turner Sports. My man is drawing a paycheck from like 19 places. He's the best. Dallin in the final hour. How he's filling out his bracket. Great guests coming up all week this week. Yours truly and Brad Evans hosting a special Saturday edition of Countdown to Tip-Off. This Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Before we get into the East region, that's where we will begin. That's why we, you know, we telegraph these things. Come back from break playing a Duke highlight. We're probably not going to get into the Midwest region, unless we make a mistake. So we'll get into the East region in a second. But I do just want to say this, because a lot of us, and I can fall under this umbrella also, I try not to, just as a human being, as I get older, especially. But look, you know, human beings, part of the human condition, part of what makes us, us, is that we love to bitch and whine and moan and especially complain. We love to complain. Like the aliens are watching us right now from wherever. Maybe they're here. They're under the sea next to Sebastian the Crab from Little Mermaid. I have no idea. They are watching us, and they're filling out their scouting reports like the NFL draft. And it says, number one thing, love to complain. Because we do. Myself included. So I want to take the opportunity. Let's say something really nice about something. The Selection Sunday show last night on CBS was perfect. Perfect. The show starts. Adam Zucker goes, I'm Adam Zucker with Clark Kellogg and Seth Davis and Bruce Pearl. Here's the East region. Yes, please. Like, no one, like, and compare and contrast this with, like, every single college football show, which is drawn out like you're waiting for the nuclear codes. Like, can we just, like, get to the good stuff, please? I tweeted that the show was great. I have people in my mentions like, it sucked. Hey, I don't like Bruce Pearl. I don't like Adam Zucker. Guys, first, can we? We don't have to do this. We don't. You can just say the show was great. Because it was. Great interview with Keith Gill, who was incredibly forthcoming. The selection committee chair, talking about their process and how they arrived at the Field of 68. I thought it was perfect. Here are the brackets. Here's the analysis. Peace. See you later. And yet people still find a way to complain. Like, can we don't, I promise. And I love to complain. This is something we don't have to complain about. Now, stay tuned for the next 2 hours and 34 minutes where I proceed to complain about a lot of things in sports. But that I thought was excellent. And I know that people don't like Bruce Pearl. And I will say this the same way I talk about Aaron Rodgers. I know people don't like Aaron Rodgers. I'm not here to change your mind personally about Bruce Pearl. I don't care what you think about him personally. And honestly, like, you shouldn't, like, personally, like, who cares what anyone thinks about anybody personally? Professionally, the guy is good at television. And you cannot like him in the same way you don't like Aaron Rodgers. But you have to acknowledge that Aaron Rodgers, maybe not so much anymore, one of the best football players of all time. In the same way, you have to acknowledge that Bruce Pearl is good at television, even if you don't like him and his promotion of nepotism and yada, 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 whatever else you don't like about him. The man is good at television. I wanted to give CBS their flowers. I thought it was a great performance by CBS last night. Now, let's toss some brackets, people. Let's do it. And we'll begin in the East region with the number one overall seed, the Duke Blue Devils. And if you are watching this right now on YouTube or Twitch or wherever it is that you're watching the show, what a treat, because Mike Brown has given you a beautiful, beautiful bracket for us to look at. It is glorious. This region, the East region, is absolutely, positively loaded. Not just with awesome teams, but with great coaches, legacy programs. Like, this is the kind of thing that makes your mouth water if you're a sports fan. Gets you really jazzed up if you love college basketball, if you love the NCAA tournament, which we do. You've got Duke, UConn with Danny Hurley, UCLA's been to a Final Four with Mick Cronin, obviously a legendary program. Tommy Izzo in Michigan State. Hell, even Louisville, Michael Brown's going to play as the six. Bill Self, multiple-time national champion with Kansas. Rick Pitino, the five-seed St. John's, who won the Big East and annihilated UConn on Saturday night. St. John's and Vandy, by the way, the two teams that I think, for the most part, I think consensus is this is the best bracket we've seen in a long time as far as, you know, not a lot of terrible misseedings. St. John's and Vandy are the two teams with legitimate gripes, especially St. John's. St. John's being a five and UConn in the same region as a two doesn't really pass the smell test for yours truly after St. John's annihilated the Huskies on Saturday night at the Garden in the Big East championship game. But I digress. You better, you bet, here on this Monday, Westwood One Sports. Westwood One Sports, by the way, the radio home of the NCAA tournament. Duke, minus 135 to win the region, followed by UConn at 6, Michigan State at 7-1, St. John's at 9, Louisville 13, Kansas 15, and UCLA at 22. And when I think about potential pivot points for me in this region, I'm just saying, I kind of can't get the idea out of my head that St. John's might upset Duke. It doesn't sound good coming out of my mouth. It doesn't really pass the smell test for me when I say it out loud. And I think when it comes down to it, and I have not filled my bracket out yet. We will have a full bracket, show bracket. Our hope is by the end of show Wednesday. It's possible it'll extend into Thursday, but really we should have the show bracket, my full bracket, Tyler's full bracket, Kenny's full bracket. It should be done by the end of the show on Wednesday. My sense is that I will come to my senses and take Duke to beat St. John's in the Sweet 16s. I'll tell you what. I've got St. John's over Kansas in the round of 32, and I can't wait for that. Rick Pitino versus Bill Self. Multiple-time national champions facing off against each other in the round of 32. What an awesome region. This is like soccer, like the group of death. This is the bracket of death. And I love that Duke's the number one overall seed. It's like, here's this gauntlet you have to run through to get to the Final Four without your starting point guard. Good luck. Now, Duke is the best team, but I'm just saying, I got this idea in my head. With St. John's, and I'm a Queens guy, 718, Oh, man. St. John's and Duke and the Sweet 16. That is a big time pivot point. Another one is at the bottom of the bracket. Again, if you're watching the show right now, Mike Brown's got it up for you here on the screen, where UCLA is the 7, UCF is the 10. Like, crazy things happen in the NCAA tournament all the time. We've seen two 16 seeds beat one seeds. So obviously, UCF can beat UCLA. I would be pretty surprised if that happened. Donovan Dent, it looks like UCLA star point guard, is going to be able to play in the NCAA tournament in the first round matchup coming up. He was hurt in the Big Ten tournament when UCLA lost to eventual Big Ten tournament champion Purdue, but it looks like Dent's going to be able to play. I would be pretty surprised if UCLA lost to UCF. It can happen, of course, but I would be surprised. If we can get a healthy UCLA team and we get word that UCLA is going to be healthy, look, like, that's the thing, like, brackets and bets. Like, you can fill out your bracket before the tournament, which is really fun, but you can obviously bet game by game. And I generally subscribe to the notion as a sports bettor that that bets are more important than brackets, but just giving all this context for everybody, right? Like, you can decide if it's UConn, UCLA in round two, and UCLA is not fully healthy, you can take UConn. I do feel like there's going to be support for UCLA against UConn in that game, if and when we get there and UCLA is fully healthy. Can UConn get bounced early? And you know, I said in the opening segments of the show, the four top teams are the field, something we talked about 2 weeks ago. And anyone and everyone that chose the field in that scenario, so a team outside of Duke, Florida, Arizona, or Michigan to win the national championship, it felt like every single person, some mentioned Houston, everyone mentioned UConn as being the one team you would want to have outside of those four. How do you feel about UConn now? I am in no way, shape, or form saying that UConn can't get there. Of course they can. Like, UConn, when UConn plays at its best, can beat anybody. Danny Hurley's a championship coach. You know, you drop the regular season finale against Marquette, which is absolutely brutal, and St. John's wins the Big East regular season as a result, and then the Johnnies run them off the floor in the Big East championship game. How you feeling about UConn right now? Could UConn lose to UCLA? How about another question involving the Huskies? What if it's UConn against Tom Izzo and Michigan State in the Sweet 16? With Jeremy Fears, and I'll tell you what, all of UConn's guards better wear cups in that game because he's coming to kick you in the junk. That's his favorite thing to do. Who wins that game? Izzo or UConn? Oh, it is fascinating. And I do need to spend at least 15, 20, 30 seconds talking about Kansas. We have talked all season long, and you know this, a listener and viewer of the show, because, you know, this is not the type of show that parachutes in March and starts talking college hoops. No. We've been talking college hoops since the season started here on You Better, You Bet, and telling you since the season started how unbelievable this freshman class was, and to get excited for the NBA draft and excited for March as a result. So we need to talk about Darren Peterson and Kansas, because we have always said that Kansas's upside with a healthy Darren Peterson could be to win it all with Peterson healthy. Looks like he's good to go. I don't trust the Jayhawks. But I will say, if we get to the end of this region and Darren Peterson, Bill Self, and Kansas are the last team standing, would it really, really shock you? Would it really, really shock you? I'm not going to pick it. I'm not going to bet it. But I'm just saying, it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world if Kansas were able to get there. I love, love, love this East region. Oh, baby. It's March, and it's the best. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheCostos. I want to know from the people on YouTube, and you can tweet me as well at TheCostos. As of right now, what non-one seeds do you have in your Final Four? So if it's not going to be Duke, if it's not going to be Arizona, if it's not going to be Michigan, if it's not going to be Florida, who do you have right now in your Final Four? 310-804-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. You can fire it in the chat. Tweet me at the Costos. Tweet at You Better You Bet. On the other side, let's travel south and talk about the reigning, defending national champion Florida Gators. Is Florida going to make it to the Final Four? Is Florida going to make it to the Elite Eight? We'll talk about it next.
We are your official home of the NCAA tournament. Listen to every three, every dunk, and every buzzer beater. Download the free Westwood One Sports app now and catch every second of March Madness. Westwood One Sports.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hey, sports fans. Kevin Kugler here, sportscaster for college basketball. And I have a special announcement from Five Guys. They know no bracket is safe this tournament season and want you to be prepared. Like when that pesky 12 seed upsets the 5. Or that school you never heard of turns your lock into a loss. Ouch. So when your bracket inevitably busts, don't cry. Stop at Five Guys and get some consolation fries. They'll make you feel like a winner again.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000. Use code GO.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth.
Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It's Spinal.org.
A program-defining game, perhaps, for Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
As they will take down the number one seed. Our final, 91-74.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
ESPN, courtesy of the highlight, a legitimate stunner in the SEC tournament. Not necessarily that Florida lost. We see teams lose all the time in college basketball. But the way it happened, Vandy railroading the Gators, winning by 17, that was a legitimate surprise. We'll talk about Florida. We'll talk about Vandy and the entire South region of the NCAA tournament in a moment. But first, we got to tell you about our friends at BetMGM, because the world's top baseball stars are going head-to-head in the World Baseball Classic. Join the excitement and make your WBC moment when you bet with Boosted Odds. Activate your Odds Boost token for any WC bet. Listen, I'm part Italian. I'm married into an Italian family. Give me Italy tonight to beat Venezuela. So that'll be my bet coming up for tonight. Spoil that for the end of the show. Now, maybe you disagree. Maybe you like Venezuela. Maybe you want to bet the United States to win the whole damn thing after USA beat the Dominican Republic last night in an awesome, awesome, suspenseful, thrilling baseball game. No matter what your bet is, activate your Odds Boost token, and you'll receive a bigger payout if that bet wins. Download the BetMGM app today so you can make it legendary. And as always, please gamble responsibly. South region, anchored by the one seed, the reigning defending national champion Florida Gators, as Florida seeks to go back to back. Florida, the favorite to come out of the region, plus 165. Houston, the two seed in this range, in this region, plus 250. Illinois, a banger three seed at plus 310. Vandy at 11. Nebraska also at 11, as Fred Hoiberg likes to get the Cornhuskers their first ever NCAA tournament win. Now, North Carolina is the sixth seed in this region, but remember, Carolina is without Caleb Wilson for the rest of the season, and Caleb Wilson is going to be a top pick in the NBA draft. So don't confuse it, right? Duke has Caleb Foster, Carolina has Caleb Wilson. Both look like they'll be out for the entire NCAA. Definitely Caleb Wilson, probably Caleb Foster. Pivot points here in this region. The first one we obviously have to discuss. What if it's Florida against Vanderbilt in the Sweet 16? Because, I mean, maybe Nebraska can get there, but I'm just kind of putting myself in the shoes of a lot of people that will be filling out brackets and placing bets. I can't imagine that there's going to be a ton of enthusiasm for Nebraska to beat Vanderbilt. Can it happen? Of course. Also, Vandy could lose to McNeese. Also, Nebraska could lose to Troy. It's possible, right? But my sense is that many people will have an SEC tournament semifinal rematch in the round of 16 with Vandy against Florida. I do think, for what it's worth, Iowa in the 9-8 game in that region, Iowa the 9, Clemson the 8, I do like Iowa, and I'll give some first-round bets later in the show. I love Bennett Sturt's Iowa's point guard. I do like Iowa over Clemson. Do you think Vandy can beat Florida again? Not only did Vandy beat Florida in the SEC tournament, but these two teams played at Vandy back on January 17th, and Florida won that game 98-94. So Vandy has played them really tough and close the first time and then beat the brakes off Florida the second time. I think that is very fascinating. Bottom half of the region. Unfortunately for North Carolina, I can't see the Tar Heels doing much of anything in this region without Caleb Wilson. It's not even their fault. Like, what are they supposed to do? Like, best player goes down. Tough to imagine a team being able to win in March. I do think VCU will be a trendy upset pick, and maybe they will pull the upset. I like Carolina in that game to beat VCU. Now, if we get a 2005 NCAA championship rematch in the round of 32, which would be Carolina against Illinois, I do think we would get a different result than we got in that game over 20 years ago. I think Illinois would wreck Carolina in the second round if they played. And I do believe that we are standing on the precipice of two exceptionally fun Sweet 16 games in this region. The first is the aforementioned Florida against Vandy, where I think Florida would overwhelm Iowa in the second round. And then Houston against Illinois in the bottom half of the region. I am marinating on a take. And I am contemplating a bet. The take and the bet is that Houston goes back to the Final Four. Is that Houston beats Illinois. And I'll say this about that matchup. Illinois' upside is to go to the Final Four. It absolutely is. And I'm not trying to discount the Illini. I trust Houston's defense more than I trust Illinois' defense. And if we get, and if it's Houston against Florida, a national championship game rematch from last year, if we get that in the regional final, Houston's guard play, led by Kingston Flemings, who's going to be a top 10 pick in the NBA draft, I think could be enough to get the Cougs past the Gators this time. They would have rather had it last year in the national championship game. But yeah, if it's Houston against Florida, I think I'm going to like Houston. And God have mercy on my soul for that prediction. So I'm contemplating Houston to the Final Four out of the South region. You better you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos to Westwood One Sports. Got some YouTube comments rolling in. How about our buddy Michael Wynn? Illinois to the Final Four. Says the Illini shoot the three well, one of the tallest teams in the nation. I think St. Mary's will upset Houston. I think A&M is going to beat Houston in the first round. St. Mary's will upset Houston, give them an easier path, and Florida guards won't be able to keep up in the Elite Eight. I feel like that's going to be a theme, Michael, even if I disagree with your thought on Illinois and Houston losing to St. Mary's. I do think a lot of people will make that case that Florida's guard play is going to cost them in this tournament, and I can't say that I disagree. And then we have our friend Chanel. Chanel is in northern Michigan with no power, cold as bleep, using a pot of boiling water for heat. But You Better You Bet is on the air, and he is living life. Shout out to you, my friend. So too am I, and so too are we. Give you a couple thoughts on the West region to close the hour. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish will join us to start next hour here on You Better You Bet. Arizona, honestly, right? Out of the 4-1 seeds, given Duke's injury concerns, right? Is Arizona the most unimpeachable one seed? Yes, right? How can you make it doesn't mean that they're going to win, but what's the argument to the contrary as far as Arizona is concerned? Arizona wins the Big 12 regular season, has an awesome semifinal win in a magnificent game against Iowa State, and then pulls away late from Houston in the Big 12 championship game, regular season and tournament champions. And Arizona, as a result, a minus 120 favorite to come out of the region. Purdue, My Boilermakers, I have a future on Purdue from way back at the beginning of the year to win the NCAA tournament. I don't think it's going to happen. But how about Purdue and their electric run through the Big Ten tournament, beating Michigan in the final? Purdue undefeated on neutral courts this year. Purdue plus 360. Gonzaga at 5. Arkansas, the SEC tournament champions with Darius Acuff and John Calipari at 11. Wisconsin with a great Big Ten tournament run, almost beating Michigan. Yaxel Landeborg with a three-pointer as basically time expires in that game. Wisconsin at 15. A.J. DeBonsa and BYU, just to say it, I don't think they'll get there. BYU at 60-1 to make the Final Four. And this is a really fun region where you have a lot of teams. Like, imagine a Wisconsin-Arkansas second-round matchup, what the total in that game will be. You've got A.J. DeBonsa. You've got the Zags. You have Purdue with Braden Smith and Kaufman Wren and Lawyer. Arizona, obviously, at the top. A really, really interesting 8-9 matchup with mid-major powerhouse Utah State. Almost a full three-point favorite against Kevin Willard and Villanova back in the tournament. Miami-Mizzou, the last game on Friday night, the last game of the first couple rounds of the first round of the tournament. An awesome, awesome game in the 7-10 matchup. This region kicks ass and is going to be maybe the most aesthetically pleasing region, the most fun games out of any region, at least in the first round. Couple questions. And we won't get to all of them in this segment, so we'll carry it into next hour. How far, and maybe the answer is not that far, how far can A.J. DeBonsa take BYU? You know, we had Brad Evans on the show last week, Brad, co-host of BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports, who is obsessed with college basketball. Brad said that he thinks BYU is not going to make it out of the first round. They're one and done. Now, they will see who they will play in the first round out of Texas or NC State. Small spread the game there in Dayton, and we'll get to the other Dayton game next hour on the show featuring Miami, Ohio. So BYU will have to play Texas or NC State, likely Gonzaga in the next round, and likely Purdue in the Sweet 16. Can A.J. DeBonsa, who many believe will be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, can A.J. DeBonsa take BYU on a run? Is this region, the West region, as simple as 1v2 in the regional final? Is Purdue finally realizing the expectations that had them as the preseason number one? Kind of feels that way, right? And I just told you that I think Arizona is the most unimpeachable of the one seeds. I think this region, out of all of them, the most likely that we will see 1v2 in the regional final. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start the second hour of the show with pro sports bettor Joey Knish, how he's betting and handicapping the NCAA tournament.
This is Westwood One Sports.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play.
To diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing we can do to help maximize your total project value. Our pre-project planning services can help you win the bid and stay efficient. So give us a ring and see how this one more thing can make all the difference.